radio.org.nz.
Sabah ambula weekend na turanga na marama dorbo na manelewa. Ena bonu elibungo Auckland, ena matentu New Zealand. Sana tini kwa zavanga kwenye ndui lugo maiki na nondo bonu lugo manoviti. Kwenye sana mbeba kituwitu kwa bonu elibungo New Zealand. Lugo mbeba kabuli, lugo mbeba kadaka, lugo mbeba angito, lugo mbeba angande. Sekunde sana mbeba ni bonu tundi tu, ena bonu binango. Au satoru tu kwa nongo binango, mubi kinde baki tu gani? Na yada tali, na yada nimbula. Na yada ichisu Kristo wana nonde turanga ena singa binanga nikua. Vingara bituku weekend na New Methodist Christian Fellowship kene baka rawa na Planet FM ke baka ndio na baka tataro ni oti na baka itabi nga ingiri ngiri nga mai vital talanga seleme ki lolaka 212-984-820 hauna katale 212-984-820 kani marau mikitu vingarabi weekenda ena mataka nisika nindai ndone bunau e baka rauta kitu mai weekenda ena curious 10 Esuba, me roti kendo bakabinaka, turanga kene marama, dorbo kene wanelewa. Na iwali nilanga iburuburungo, seikwaya na bose nikalu. Ngole nga ki na bose nikalu, endina na bose nikalu. E na lasu na tamate kede nga, endina nga na bose nikalu. Kabi kende nabaltambu, selani tamata mendo bose lasu. Siluwi ni tamata, mendo wisau, nanonu nanuma. Sake mbali turanga kene marama, e na blessed ki kende na bose nikalu. Ena raki nimbula ni tabutu ni tao na lubu iwale na pagaloloma nambili raki nambedi nambula ni lenga ke nambula ni rabunabua sa rauti kenda rubinanga na bose ni kalu ni singa nindai.
The time of pandemic, the time of uncertainty, we know that our God lives and our God reigns. Lead us and guide us, especially for year 12 and year 30. Our children we commit unto your hand. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and everyone say amen and amen. Thank you for the Holy Communion. And
they're not knowing what the future is out there for you, or you know, anticipating that one day it will be yours to go home, and you know, that fear and doubt. And maybe some of you just cannot have ends meet, like the money coming in cannot even fit the things that is around you. There are different volumes and levels of your need, your want, and everything that you desire, or some of the things that you're waiting on God that nobody knows, you know, not even your husband, not your children, every individual that are listening in today and also had the Holy Communion, but you had all those difficult situations that you were in that you cannot share with anyone, but you've been taking it to the Lord in prayer. This is the time that we will come in agreement in prayer, just as you are. Look, the Lord is not going to work according to our prayer. The Lord is going to work according to your faith. So you need to raise your level of faith to receive what God has for you this morning, and the breakthrough that he will allow in your lives. And don't ever stand back or withdraw from your current situation. You take ownership and you say to yourself, it's no longer you that is alive, but Christ that is alive in you, and he will be the one doing everything for you, because you will be operating through his thoughts, through his lips, and through everything that is of him, because it's no longer in the carnal, in the physical, it will be you, but it will be God in you. And I want us to come in agreement in prayer. Father, we just commit the many that is out there globally, Lord Jesus, they're sitting on a need. Some of them are, Father, sick, or their families are sick, being hospitalized, or some maybe are listening in from the hospital, are laying down with broken bones. We remember Irami in the hospital, and remember those, oh Father, that are having heart problems. Some people are sending in messages from the emergency units, oh Father, to be prayed upon. Some, their babies, Lord Jesus, whatever sickness they're sitting on, or some they have been treating this ailment for a very long time, but seem to be getting worse. We commit those lives unto good hands, oh Father. The diabetes, the cancer, and everything, oh Lord Jesus, every other sickness that is in their bodies right now, or the people that they love, and they're continuously, oh Father, coming to you in prayer and bleeding on their behalf. We take this time to remember them and to commit all unto your presence, oh Father, because there is power in your word, and there is power in your blood. Mm. The very blood, oh Father, that is very significant to the Holy Communion this morning, the very power in that very blood, oh Father, that you will allow, Lord Jesus, to break all those sicknesses and to heal everybody, oh Father, that is out there standing in faith, Lord Jesus. Increase their faith for them to believe that you are God and you can do it this morning. There may be some of Father sitting here tuning in this morning. They're waiting on a job interview, waiting to be called. And some of them, oh Father, maybe there are just a few of them waiting, oh Lord Jesus, working, still working, but some are being sent home. that doubt, the unsure, the uncertainty of on what the future holds for them. Lord, we also commit them to you today. And we also commit to Lord Jesus that you're going to increase their faith and sharpen their wisdom, oh Lord. Lord, and we also remember the families of that are really, really struggling. They could not even find anything to place on the table. They're actually looking for all the coins that they could find all over their house, oh Lord Jesus. We commit them unto your good hands right now. Whatever needs that they're sitting on, oh Father, some of them are maybe, Father, few have gone through accidental, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that you're going to help them today, oh Father. You're going to restore and increase their faith, oh Father, that they can be healed. Because by your stripes, oh Father, they are healed completely because of your power. Not because of the church, not because of, Father, of the pastor, but because of who you are. Because there is power in your word. And we commit them, Lord Jesus, unto your good hands today. And we remember them, Lord Jesus. Father, you're going to heal the sick. Father, you're going to restore, Lord Jesus, everything that they've lost. You'll begin to restore back into their home. Lord, as they plant and they seed out of their needs, you will meet their needs, oh Father, according to your richness and glory. Lord, we just remember them. We come in agreement. We decree, we receive, oh Father, the best. Oh Father, breakthrough in their finances. A breakthrough in their wealth, Lord Jesus. Breakthrough in their health. We receive. We call, oh Father, healthy organs and healthy bodies and healthy life into every household, oh Father, that is listening today, and they believe and they receive, oh Lord. Father, we commit them unto good hands. And also we receive a breakthrough in their finances, oh Father. Breakthrough that only you can do. Breakthrough in their finances, oh Father. Bills paid and debt free by the power and the authority of your name. The name that is above all name, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Lord, we come in agreement. As they had a holy communion with you this morning, oh Lord, you're going to bless them, oh Father, with that faith, oh Lord. You're going to bless them, Lord Jesus, to take ownership of their situation, oh Father. To rise up, oh Father, and take ownership. Not to stand back, oh Father. Lord, take away, Lord Jesus, that a spirit, oh Father, that is not of you, Lord Jesus. We receive, oh Father, Lord Jesus, the spirit of faith, oh Lord, a new zeal in their heart and a new passion, and for them to take ownership, oh Lord, the things, oh Father, that they used to give up on, certain things of their life. Lord, I pray that you're going to energize them this morning and allow them, oh Father, to know that there is no other God but you, and we commit them unto good hands wherever they are, around the world, oh Lord Jesus, whatever need they're sitting on. We call things as though they were. Everybody who have sitting to the ministry or have given in their money, church members or non-church members alike, oh Father, they front up to my TV or they come to the gate at the headquarters in Lottery, in Los Angeles,
every open heart,
every funding, every seed, oh Father, maybe from a $5 note right up to a $1,000, oh Father, maybe any other transfer that they've done, because they were led by your Holy Spirit and they heard your voice. Lord, I pray we come in agreement, oh Father, you will answer their heart's cry. You will allow, Father, breakthrough in every area of their life. Because they gave out of their need, oh Father. Lord, in the moment of their need, they choose, oh Father, to see towards your kingdom. We commit them to you, Lord. Everybody who have seated, oh Father, you will meet their needs, oh Father. Increase, oh Lord Jesus, their faith and sharpen their wisdom. We receive promotion. We receive breakthrough in finances. We continue to stand on the promises of your word. Father, we pray and we believe and we receive all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen,
amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, today we are sharing with the God of our nation. Like what I said, we have taken quite a fair bit of time on the HQ announcement and also the Holy Communion. Today I just want to share two things with us, and we will be sharing with you. One is your love for God. Praise the Lord. The kingdom economics. The kingdom economics that will train you, guide you, nurture you to be one of the end time finances. End time finances is like you're standing there. It's not all about you. There's nothing for you. You're actually, God is using your hands and using you as a vessel to bless others, or as a vessel to help the church that you belong to, or as a vessel used by God to help the non-believers to believe in God. So you become the end-time finances. You become the person or the vessel used by God. But before you reach this stage, there are certain things that you need to do as a kingdom economics for you to do. Like,
and number one is loving God.
Number one is loving God. You know, you need to love God. And maybe you ask, oh, we love God. We always love God. We do things loving God. Yeah. But maybe this is a good time for you to sit down and ask and challenge yourself.
I really love
God. And how do you love God? How much do you love God? And, you know, what are you doing to show God that you love them? So you need to, you know, go back and search your heart. And through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we'll tell you exactly how much you love God. You know, how consistent you are, how diligent you are, your passion for God, your zeal for the things of God, your commitment to the things of God, you know, by loving your family, loving people around you. Because God wouldn't just fall from the sky and start loving the people. No, He needs a vessel like you and I to love, to be used by Him, to love people around you. According to that verse, and I believe it's just so befitting to have that theme, the 1 Corinthians 2:9, for the ministry for this year, as well as, you know, 2021.
As it is written.
Yes, as it is written. You know, like, we were thinking about that theme, believing that, you know, COVID is not going to happen. It's going to take you from that level, the pre-COVID days, to another level. And then COVID happened. So it take you, it sort of took away the very thing you're looking at, or the very thing you believe that's going to be the in thing for you. And He took that all away. And then you look at it, this Bible verse, and you begin to ask yourself, how practical and how relevant this Bible verse for this time? Well, it's just so amazing. Because when you love God, then you're not defined by the current global economics. You are defined by the kingdom economics, which means that whatever the world is looking at, I'm not saying that you're out of this world. No, we are still in this world. And, you know, like we are not exempted like from any other people. We are the same.
The food on the table, the clothes you have to wear.
The only thing that can edge you is your love for God. You need to love God. And yeah, you need just to love God. Because this verse says, as it is written,
no eyes have seen,
can see, and no ears shall hear, and no mind can conceive, no heart can understand, you know, what God has for those who love Him. So when He loves you, or when you love God, it's amazing. Your mind cannot even understand what He can do for you.
The Bible says that God prepare.
Yes.
That means God put aside.
Yeah, took the time to prepare.
Time because of those that love Him.
Yes.
So the trigger point is love. That's why the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, they ask Jesus, what is the greatest commandment? Because when they love God, they want to know, what is the greatest commandment? And Jesus said, hear, O Israel. Mark 12:29-30. Hear, O Israel, and hear right. Love the Lord your God, because this is the greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your mind, and with all of your strength.
Yes.
Yeah. So loving God is not something that we just go to church belonging to a denomination.
Yes.
Loving God is everything. Everything that you do just to please God. You are trying to please God.
Yes.
Loving God. When I love you, I try to please you all the time. So when I love God, I try to please God.
Yes.
And if I want to please God, check His word.
Yes. And it has to be a heart conversation. It's not just by the actions of things that you do with your hand or physically where you are, but it has to be your heart. Your heart has to be in it. Like, you need to love God from your heart. Because you do things without other motive. You do things with the right motive. You love God not because you want God to give things to you or for God to do things for you.
You love God
for who He is, because He is just God. And yeah, He is just God. So you need to love Him simply from your heart. Because your language to God is through your heart. Not through your mind. No. Not through the words that you say. No, it's through your heart. So when you pray to God, you're actually praying to Him through your heart. And that's why your heart is very important. You know, and then our heart can be easily offended. I have got grandchildren at home, 6 to the most, and one of my grandchild's friend who lives with me, Carlos, and sometimes they do things, you know, unintentionally, and if you don't guard your heart, you can be offended, and then we don't talk, you know, you keep it within you. So it can be either your family members or the people that you work with, or even in a worship center. You may be sitting there, you know, ready to worship God, and you look around the room, there's some people, I know, they irritate you, and that offensive heart you cannot afford to have.
It glows heaven.
Yes, you need to clear that. You need to worship God from your heart, to believe that He is your God, to know that He is your God, that everything about you is just Him. So when you continue to love Him and continue to be consistent with the things you do, being diligent without being monitored or somebody to be checking on you, and those things automatically, you know, gets God's attention.
Because when you love somebody, in this case, when you love God, you are not told to go to church, you are not told to pray, you are not told to read His word, you are not told to be a hands of God to other people around you.
It's just something that just
automatic, like,
comes from your heart.
Yeah.
And because that is a form of worship.
Yes.
When you love God. So it's very important when we talk about loving God, it's from your heart. It's not something that you learn from from Bible study or somebody sharing. No. It's just something within you. Until it's none of you and all of God.
Yes.
Yeah. And that is what we are trying to achieve, loving God. And when the Bible says Paul was writing to the church that no eyes have seen, no ears have heard, and never understood in the heart of man what God prepared, that means the bigger things, the bigger picture that God prepared
for those who love him. Yeah.
So the more the blessing, now when we talk about David, when we talk about Joshua, when you talk about mighty men of God, it was their love for God. They were not perfect.
Yeah.
They have a lot of ups and downs, but their love for God, that's what trigger. It becomes, they become somebody in God's eye because of their love. So it's an encouragement to those that are watching.
Which is easy for you to do.
Hallelujah. That we are not perfect. I'm not perfect. She's not perfect. We are not perfect. You are not perfect. But when we desire to love God, that's when God, hallelujah,
perfects you.
We become, appear in God's screen, God's radar, that somebody is loving me. When you talk about David, the amount of blood in his hand, he's a warrior, he's a soldier. And yet, because of his love for God, God always protect him, and always the favor of the Lord.
Yes.
Some Bible scholars, they said, the man that draws, that has the heart,
hallelujah,
to draw God. So be rest assured, my friend, whatever situation that you're going through today.
Yes.
Try to love God. Try to love God. And I tell you, hallelujah.
When you love God, you cannot imagine what God can do for you. Maybe the volume of things that you're going through may be different from the very person sitting next to you, or different from your other friends or your other relatives. But when you love God, it's so hard to explain in simple, term, on how far God can do for you and how great that he can plan for you. You know, like, it's unthinkable. Because
the Bible says, no eyes have seen.
Yes.
So if we start to see his love, man, God really loves us, his provision, his protection. No, it's not that. There are still something hidden, because we'll continue to raise the level when we continue to love him.
Yes.
The more we love him, the more we move to him, then the more he will bless us. Because the Bible says, Sinindona mata sarida, Sinindona delia sarwana, Sinindue kilarawa. No eyes have seen, no ears have heard, no, never understood in the heart of man. That means the more we draw closer to God, and there in the hidden, God already prepared from level to level, from power to power, from glory to glory, for those that continue to
love him. Yeah. And then you'll say, you know, what is it in it for me? Why should I love God? First, you should love him because he is your God.
He's your creator.
And you were created. Everything about your body, everything about your life, everything about your family, your future, whatever that you're going through, that's all God.
No,
yes,
Lord,
you know, the atheists or other people who don't believe in God will always have an explanation for it. But you as a believer, then you need to believe and understand that everything around you, it's not out of fluke shot, not out of luck. No, it's out of God's ordained moments and ordaining every step that you take, every word that you say, everything about your life is godly ordained. And for those who don't believe in God, they'll be saying, okay, you know, what are they talking about? Bearing fruits at the right time, and then its leaves doesn't wither, and whatever you touch, it shall prosper. Which means, in the midst of this time, in the midst of nothing, in the midst of, lack, no, whatever you touch, it will prosper. Why? Because you are the new self. You're walking away from all these things, and you're standing on the promises of the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
And you're meditating on the power of the Word of God. But on the power of the Word of God, you need to take that Word of God. Love you more. So two things we want to share with you today, and for you to take home with you. I know the struggle that you're currently having and facing, but you need to love God more. You need to trust God more. You need to love him in all ways. Kumasu. You need to develop a relationship with your God, you know, that nothing can shake it, because you are established and He is the foundation of your life. So you need to renew your love for God. But at the everything that He continues to do for you, you know, I guarantee your mind cannot even fathom the great thing that He's done, He's going to do for you. I want to share a little bit. Just a testimony. I know we only have a few minutes left. I want to share a testimony with us this morning on that verse. You know, like, no eyes shall see, no ears can hear, no enter into the heart of man, or even your mind can conceive what God has for those who love Him. When you continue to love Him, you know, like what I said, you don't love Him because you want Him to give things to you. Because according to Isaiah 49:16, He says, look, I have engraved your name on the palms of my hands. If you're watching me this morning, know today, your name, if it's Eleanor, if it's Chovesta, if it's Sylvia, if it's Marama, if it's Napoleoni, whatever your name is, it's written on the palms of His hand. It's actually written on the palms of His hand. So when your names are written there, and then you said, your walls are ever before me. Na kake di koloko the room ako erede tu na namu nrenre na namu lenga na namu tangi na namu tabimate na kai kuwaraga tukuma na kalau na namu soni masu. They are all there before Him. So your walls are ever before this mighty God, because you love Him. Nothing will ever stop Him from giving to you what you're sitting on today. So you need to start believing and you need to start receiving. So I remember years back after my daughter got married, and she was moving back to England, and they went to England, and then after that she shared it, you know, she advised us, oh, we're moving now to Northern Ireland, because her husband has been transferred there, who works for the British Army. And at that moment in time, we were having a program scheduled for Sacramento and also for Santa Rosa. So we were going to America. And I had a return ticket when I was working with the airline before. I purchased a return ticket to get out of England by America. And that ticket was sitting there. And then I thought to myself, okay, you know, I can fly out of America to visit my daughter in Northern Ireland. And then she said, Mom, we're moving into this new house. I need you to come and have a look at the house and for you to help me with the house. You know, like on what you look at your mom and you think your mom has got everything to come and help you with everything. So that was my daughter. And when we were in America, in Sacramento, I went with Gasileva and a few other senior pastors who came in from England. And then on that particular day, we were going around, you know, going out to the shopping mall. And one of them came and gave me his Visa card. He said, you know, you can shop, you can buy whatever that you want. And we came to this shop. I look at something, and I just bought like a $20 worth. And when we arrived at the airport, I gave back his card, and I said, I've used your card. I used $20. He looked at me, and he said, you should have used more. I gave you my card, and I said, no, it's not my money to spend, but I'm so grateful. Thank you. And as I was flying out, my flight was going to New York, from Sacramento to New York, from New York, then to England in London, from London, then to Belfast, to Northern Ireland. So when I was going, I did my booking, because by the time I returned back to America to return to Fiji, my husband and everybody would have gone by then, because I'm going to be spending 1 week in Northern Ireland. And I booked an accommodation overnight for my flight back to Fiji. And it's $99. But going on that day, I only have £20 in my wallet. £20 to go and live in Northern Ireland for one whole week and to come back on the same route. And even on the $99 for my accommodation before going to Fiji, I don't even have. So I was going up this escalator saying goodbye to them. It was in Sacramento. And as we were, you know, shaking hands, and they were saying their goodbye, one of them shook my hand and then gave me a note and said, oh, just for your coffee. And when I went inside, I looked at that note, it was a $100 bill. And I said to myself, oh, okay, this is my accommodation coming back from Northern Ireland to come back to America. So I kept that $100 because I know that I have to check in and pay for that accommodation. So I went. And the flight was quite long. I only have a 20 to 30 minutes layover in New York for my next flight. When I was going, I didn't want to break the £20. I didn't want to use the $100 bill. So, but I love my latte. I love my latte. And my latte mix, I love the Starbucks. And whenever I travel, I always look for Starbucks. And I love my latte. My latte is always half shot with hazelnut syrup. And when I was walking, I was going through this New York, you know, at the airport, looking at all the Starbucks, and said, oh, I'd love to have a latte. But in my heart, I said, no, I don't want to break the £20, and I don't want to break the $100 bill. And I kept on going to my gate. When I came to the gate, it was really full. People were sitting there. There was a pillar. So I came. I stood next to the pillar. And right opposite me is another Starbucks. And I said to myself, okay, nearly everywhere I turn, there's a Starbucks. And I just stood there and I said, no, I'm not going to spend this $100 bill. And then as I looked, there was this European lady standing on the side, and the announcement for the flights kept on coming. Not my flight. It was a different flight. So I saw her actually running. She ran from the Starbucks corner. And she walked past me. She stood, she looked at me, like for those of you who have traveled, or for those of you in America, will be familiar to what I'm saying, or to England. When you go to Starbucks, you know how you do your order and they get your name. So they write your name on the cup and they write your latte, they write whatever that you order on the cup. Because when you come to pick, you will identify, your name will be on your cup. And this lady was walking past me and then she said, oh, that's my flight. I just want to take my water. I've just picked up my drink. Can you, would you like to have it? I looked at it and I said, oh, I'd love to. And I took the cup. When I took the cup, it was written there, Rachel, latte, half shot, hazelnut. I looked at it and I said, you know, how can that happen? In the Never Nevers when nobody knew me, but God knew me. Hallelujah. Because, I mean, that's just God. When it says that no eyes can see and no ears can hear, the unthinkable, he does it for you. It may be, insignificant, it may be too small, maybe, maybe not relevant to what you're sitting on. It's beyond your thinking. You don't try and imagine, you don't try to think or to do God's work. No, allow God to do his work. Just all love, you and I need to do is God. Continue to love him and continue to check the people around us. So you need to check check people around you. Do I spend most of my time just talking about people, or talk about things, or talk about any other stuff that is not relevant to your life? You need to do your self-check today, because only God can do that. And when I arrived, like to finish up what I was wanting to share, when I arrived into Northern Ireland, my daughter came in with my son-in-law to pick me up. We went in, and then she took me around the house with this 2 or 3 bedroom house. We were going around, and she said, and I said, okay, get our list. We were writing the list with nothing. So she said, right, and it's okay, we need a lounge, we need a rug, and we were going through all the rooms. So we wrote the list, and I said, okay, tomorrow morning, we're going to do the costing. So we did all the costing. We came back. We had a devotion. The next morning, I told her, at 9 o'clock, we go, so we can start buying these things. I'm talking to her to start buying the things. I don't even have anything on me. But when you love God, I want to zero in. When you love God, your eyes cannot see, your ears cannot hear, your heart cannot even bring to pass or understand the great things that he has for you. So on that particular morning, before we go, we had our breakfast and we were sitting at home. There was a knock on the door. And when she opened, there was this group of ladies. She said, and they said, oh, we heard that your mom is in. We want to come and visit our mom. So it's a group of ladies of different denominations that live in Northern Ireland. And we called them in. We had a fellowship. And on the way out, then they said, we didn't buy anything to bring home, but we're just giving an envelope just to help you with whatever. You know what was in that envelope? That money that God allowed to be delivered on that morning to meet the list. And you can be sitting on your need at home. You can be sitting on whatever that you need God to do for you. You need to start believing. And you need to start loving him more. You need to check the people around you. You need to better yourself. Challenge yourself to have a better version of you. Have a better version of you. And to end, in Romans 4:17, it says, the God that calls dead to life, the God who knows, about you today and about you tomorrow, and this God will call things that are not, which means when there is no food, he will call food. He will call things that are not, just as they are. Because it will be there right before you. When there is no money, he will call money. When there is nothing, he can call into your life. And you are the mouthpiece for your family. You are the mouthpiece for whoever is around you, for your workplace, or maybe your, just for your children, or anyone out there, or for the company that you work with. God has positioned you there for this time. Stand up and call things as though they were. Because you're serving a God that is above all things. So I'll give this time to Gaselevo to pray for you as you believe.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Praise your mighty name, Jesus. Wherever
they are, Father.
Tuning in,
yes,
touching
Jesus.
The screen,
oh, thank you, Holy
touching
Spirit.
Their mobile.
Yes, Father.
I pray in the mighty name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
The faith that you have, grace in our heart to have faith in you.
In Jesus'
so we
name.
Can love the God of Abraham,
oh,
the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. We thank you, Father God, for this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the blessings that are transferred through the screen, through the airwave, into
Father.
People's lives.
Oh,
restore
Jesus.
Marriages. Restore family.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father God, the healing to the sick.
Oh,
open
Jesus.
Doors and opportunity to those that have lost their job. And we thank you, Father God, for today. I pray over those that are struggling with their day-to-day life.
Father.
Because you are the can-do God. We give you the glory and the honor and the praises to be yours and yours alone. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. And
amen.
We say amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So once again, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time.
Yes, Father.
So it is our duty to give the Lord with your right hand. Hallelujah.
Let us return the honor to Him and Him alone.
Yes.
2, 3. Holy Spirit, we thank you in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Sarong uti weekend na bosan ni kalo ni siya ni kuwa sangi wakato weekend na nondon ding ding ka weekend na bol tambo ka sarong oto nungo bosa kada ka bakin yendo na ka sa tomatovuku sa tutubate ki yendo sa tarano na bali en andal ni watu ike baka yendo sarong oto nungo bosa kasi nda ka bakin yendo na ka sa tomatalilia sa tutubate yendo na tomat sa tarano na bali en andal ni nuku ni na tau na uda doko nando mbui na liwa na dangi na tambaka na bali kwa ya en ambale sa kale una non ambale Sabim boleh ni weekend datu rangkir marama dorbo kena ni lewa. Enam bulan lima gua New Zealand di. Nampu seni keluar dasar rumah. Nampu mati kua. Tu bukan rotu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship. Nampu ingkar abis nonton bola. Enam singa pinakan di kua. Gengiring giring ni. Enam nambah satu kini waktu kau redaki. Wah kalung kat